Nothing separates us from the love of God. No heights, no depths, no darkness.
Hello, 大家好，用你的语言讲述他国人生，我是主播 Kiki。今天为您带来的是德国原创音乐作品 Nothing Separates Us From God。 以下是我对 Ingrid 作品来源的一些问题和他以德国视角的个人分析回答，下面的所有中英文对话我会放在评论区，欢迎您查看。第一个问题啊，最近有一件事情非常火爆啊，从我们这首歌曲 Nothing Separate From Us， 我想问您，土耳其和叙利亚在地震，人们被迫与家人分离，但无论困境如何，困难中的人们仍然抱有对未来的期望，您是怎么看待这个事情的呢？First question, Nothing Separates Us From God. What do you think in Kuwait, Turkey and Syria earthquake?People already got separated, but they still have hope.
Well, I have to divide your question in two parts. The first part, why are there currently earthquakes in Turkey and Syria and war in Syria in Ukraine? And second part, why are we got separated from the love of God? The answer to the first part is, we can read about the earthquake and the war in the internet, in the newspaper, but in the Bible too. You may ask yourself, what? But this part of the Bible you talk about was written 2,000 years ago. Yes, but Jesus said to his friends when they asked him about the signs of his coming, and when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of the sorrows. So one reason why these horrible things are happening is that God will warn us. We are not separated from his love, but a God that loves us wants to take care of us and give us a warning that we have to come to him and not get in danger to lose our souls. There was a very good song in an ancient hymnal book that I love. They cut it out of the book, and in the modern version of the hymnary book, it's not there because people today don't want to hear it, that this, there is a condemnation for those who refuse Christ. Its title is Awake, Thou Careless World, Awake, and the text encourages us to hurry and believe in the gospel because one day it will be too late. So we have to hear God's voice and not harden our heart. The Bible says that everyone will be called at least three times in his life to come to God. Let us not reject his tender voice when he calls us. The answer to the second part of the question is, God made Adam and Eve with an own will to obey or disobey, and they decided to disobey. The test was a tree with the fruit that they must not eat. The consequence of eating the fruit would be that they have to die. God said it clearly to them. But God had an enemy who wanted to destroy the human being, and he told them a lie. The promise from the devil was, you would be like God, and they wanted to be like God. The evil even did not force them to eat the fruit. They wanted to be like God and have eaten the fruit by their own will. But at the end, they saw that they were fooled and did not become as God, and their relationship with God was broken. But here God showed his love by giving them a rescue plan. He promised to send one day the Messiah who will die for them on the cross. This is God's love in action, and nobody will separate us from this love. God loves us so much that he doesn't want me to die and go to hell. His will is that all people come to repentance and live forever.
以上问题的答案非常深刻。让我想想，第二个问题是怎样的呢？请您选一段话语告诉我们的中国听众，当我们必须面对分离的情况，就像父母失去了孩子，就像人们失去了工作，他们这都是分离的现实。人们面对这种分离的时候会怎么做呢？ Second question, please, just pick up a paragraph or to tell our Chinese listeners. One, we must face separate situations like parents lost kids, like people lost jobs. They are both separated under reality. What will they do?
After Adam and Eve had eaten from the forbidden fruit, all human beings were born with sin. There was something in them which forced them to sin. They could not deliver themselves from sin. It was in their heart, and even many did not want to sin and do the good. They could not avoid it. And so they were thrown out of the beautiful Garden Eden and had to live in a world which has work, sweat, thorns, and a lot of sad situation. The first parents who lost their child were named Abel, were Adam and Eve. And it was a horrible loss because he was killed by his jealous brother Cain. The first person who lost his job was Cain as a consequence of his murder. His work would never dry fruit again, and this was the condemnation he got.How could Adam and Eve handle this sad situation without breaking down completely? Child, so many days they began to claim the name of the Lord. When we suffer so much that it's nearly impossible to stand, let us go to Jesus. He is the man of sorrows, of suffering. He was completely God and completely human being. He lived like us, suffered and heat and thirst and hung like us. They tortured him. They put a crown of thorns on his head and they crucified him. He was hanging 6 hours on the cross, his face disfigured that he even seemed not be a human being. He was abandoned of his Father and the Holy Spirit in heaven because a holy God could not have fellowship with him when he buried the sins of the world.So when we are in sorrow, Jesus knows how we feel, and only he can give us the strength to go on with our lives and take away the pain. Jesus is God's love in person.
非常好，我非常喜欢上面的回答。那我再问您一个问题，第三个问题。即使我们根本就配不上上帝给我们的关爱，你怎么看上帝仍然赐予我们他的恩典呢？ So, the third question will be, even though we don't deserve what God given us, what do you think about God still gives us his grace?
This is the great difference between the religions and the philosophies and the Christian faith.Religion tells us you have to do something, you have to be a good person, and that you have the right to receive something positive. And there are good, better, and bad and worse persons in religion are different levels. The Bible tells us that we are all on the same level. We are all sinners. Does not matter if I only had a bad thought or if I was a murderer.God puts all mankind on one level. They are all sinners, and nobody can stand in front of the holiness of God. One preacher preached once, the only reason why you did not commit a murder is that you are not brave enough or you did not have the opportunity. There we are all on one level, and all our good works are only a drop on the hot stone.But Jesus comes and says, I let you all go free. Just receive my love and my work and that I have done for you on Calvary. So we deserve nothing by doing something, but we get everything by God's love only by repenting our sins and accept Jesus and accept that Jesus died for them.
下一个问题呢，还是老问题。您能告诉我这首歌的创作过程吗？So the first question, could you also please tell me the song's production progress? Process.
I don't remember it. As I mentioned it in the last show, I like to recitate and meditate verses of the Bible in my songs because no lyrics can be better than the sweet word of God. I don't remember it. Yes.
最后呢，我想问您一个特别的问题啊，有关你自己的。Ingrid 姐姐，您能告诉我一个与这首歌相关的小故事吗？是您生活中遇到的。你在你自己的生活当中遇到的分开的时刻是什么样的呢？最后您是如何解决的呢？ So the last question for you, Ingrid's sister, could you please tell me a real small story related to this song in your life? What's the separate thing you might in your personal life?And how did you solve it in the end?
Yes, I had once a crisis in my life and I stopped to pray, to read the Bible and go to church. I don't know, have Christian friends anymore and I did not live according to the scripture anymore. But then in my flat and in one moment, like a flash,I knew I had to go to a church. So I went to the Assembly of God in Valparaiso and the preaching was for me that the lost daughter comes back to the house. When I came home, I write the song The Prodigal. Short time later, I met friends to share the Bible teachings and about a year later, I met my husband who is a fine Christian too and we enjoyed to share our faith and the word of God together. So I saw...that I can leave God, but he does not leave me. He waits for me to come back. And when I come, he stands there with open arms and love that we human beings never can imagine.
好的，那下面就让我们来欣赏这首美丽动听的歌曲，来自 Ingrid 的新作 Nothing Separates Us From God.
Nothing separates us.From the love of God, no heights, no depths, no darkness. Like a father is leading his child with love, all he does is good. He gives us peace, not love.Because he is with us, gives peace and rest when it is storming. Nothing separates us from the love of God. No heights, no depths, no darkness. Like a father is leading his child.Even when we don't deserve it, His Christ with our condition. I'm sighing joyfully, I am forgiven. There is no condemnation for me. Nothing separates us from the love.Of God, no highs, no depths, no darkness. Like a father is leading his child with love, all he does is good. It is time to repent ourselves, receive Christ and the life. Nothing separates us from the love of God. No highs, no depths, no darkness. Like a father is leading his child with love, all he does is good. Nothing separates us from the love of God. No highs, no depths, no darkness.